This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A new week in the NFL starts tonight. The Drive gets you ready for the weekend ahead with Sunday Storylines.
All right, let's get through some of the top storylines for the action on Sunday. Before we do that, Rob, let's talk a little bit about Thursday night football. This is how I'm looking at it. I think tonight is a showcase for Cooper Kupp. I think the reason Cooper Kupp is playing tonight for the Los Angeles Rams, it is to show that he is healthy. It is to show that he can still be productive. And I do not think that Cooper Kupp is going to play past this Thursday for the Rams. I think he plays today. I think they do usual Cooper Kupp things where they give him a bunch of targets. They hope that he is healthy and finishes the game. And I'm going to guess that sometime between tonight and next Wednesday, he is going to be playing for another team. Now, who could that team be? Tampa Bay could possibly go out there and make a move. Could the Saints go out and do something? There's going to be a team that needs wide receiver help, and the market has been set. We have now seen three wide receivers get traded in the last 2 weeks. We saw Devontae Adams get traded. We saw Amari Cooper get traded. And we just saw DeAndre Hopkins get traded. So we have an idea of what your wide receiver is worth, and he is not worth a second round pick.
That's the $1 million question. I don't think you're wrong. I think this does feel like we're showcasing Cooper Kupp. Look, he's healthy. Look, he's productive. Look, he's everything. He's apparently a Gucci bag, according to Rob Parker. He's everything you want, but I'm not so sure they get him sold at the asking price as a second. Maybe if they come off their price, then by next Wednesday he's playing for another team. I don't know who that team will be, but he will be somewhere else in the NFL, Commanders, whoever. But if they're not coming off second round pick, then I think Cooper Kupp is finishing the year in LA in a season that means absolutely nothing. They have to adjust their calculus on what they think he's worth.
All right, let's get to Sunday storylines.
Speaking of the Commanders, they came up perfectly.
Hold on. Turn the music down. If we are going to talk about the Commanders on this show, please address them accordingly. You can't just say, oh, let's move on to the Commanders. No, that's not how we do it on this show.
Those haters can't stand us. Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders.
All right, now you can go.
They are in. What I'm shocked is the game of the weekend.
We made it!
325 against the Chicago Bears, but
hey, I'm going to tell you the truth, man. Chiefs might get the little TV in my home. They might get the TV with no sound, bro.
Here's the question, though. Jaden Daniels' health, because he did not practice
today. Oh, hold on
now.
See, you haven't been keeping up. This is what they said. He wasn't going to practice on Wednesday and Thursday. He's going to practice on Friday, and they're expecting him to play. You think we in the NFL, we did all this moving and shaking around to put the Commanders at 425, and now you're not going to put Jaden Daniels out there? You better put on a bulletproof vest or some kind of Kevlar. I don't know what they put on to protect their ribs if they're football players. You better do that. We got tickets to sell. We did all this moving around. We took the Eagles off the 325 game on Fox to make room for you.
Those haters can't stand us. Left hand up. Who are we? The Commanders.
Yeah, come on, JD. Come on, bro. You cost me last week on the anytime touchdown. You know you were supposed to score against Carolina. Then you went out. Now you're on the sideline standing around knowing you losing people money.
If he doesn't play on Sunday, is it a Bears walkover or can Mariota and co. still get a W?
I mean, the Bears walkover. I don't know if the Bears are walking over people. I think you're taking it a little bit to the extreme. But you know what, man? Chicago has been good this year. This is my question about the Bears. Now, I don't know if I'm speaking out of turn, but this is my question about the Bears. Have you seen the teams they've beat this year? These are the Bears' wins. The Titans, Rams, Panthers, and Jaguars. You know what that is? Stink, stank, stunk. Now you got to start playing some real teams. Now you got to go on the road and you got to play the Super Bowl favorite, the Washington Commanders. You know what? Give me Washington at home, even if they don't have Jaden Daniels this weekend.
The haters can't stand us.
They can't. Left hand up. You know who we are.
Staying in the NFC, the battle for the NFC South is this weekend between the 4-3 Falcons and the 4-3 Bucks. Two teams that were once promising.
Who is Baker Mayfield going to throw the ball to? He going to throw the ball to himself?
Absolutely took the words out of my mouth.
Just want to know who he's throwing the ball. Who's their leading receiver right now?
Who can you expect, even at home, with the everything about that game? Can we really bet on the Bucks and Baker if they don't have...
You betting on them? Are you putting real American currency on them? I'm not doing that. I don't know who they're throwing the ball to. I mean, this is a real danger zone spot for Tampa Bay. Their next 3 weeks, Atlanta on the road against Kansas City and San Francisco. This team is currently sitting at 4-3. They can easily be 4-6 heading into their bye week. That offense did not work after the Mike Evans injury. They got a couple of garbage time. Hey, we can keep this game close and make it a little bit more respectable. And now they don't have Chris Godwin. You're telling me this week that I'm going to see Baker Mayfield without Mike Evans and without Chris Godwin? Yikes. No, thank you. No, I'm taking Atlanta in this one. I feel comfortable about taking Atlanta. I don't know who they're throwing the ball to in Tampa Bay. Cade Otton? Rashad White? Who are they throwing it to? Bucky Irving?
You mentioned those garbage time touchdowns.
Trey Palmer going to eat this week.
All that garbage time cost Chris Godwin a season.
Yeah, no, it did.
That was coaching malpractice, but it was an error in judgment by Todd Bowles. That's the nice way to say it. Speaking of coaching, don't look now, but everyone's least favorite team, the Cincinnati Bengals, are slowly inching, clawing, fighting back.
I said the Cowboys at first. When you said everybody's favorite, I was like, oh. Here comes the Cowboys.
No.
You know, they're on the road against San Francisco Sunday Night Football. That's a loss for them. When's the last time they beat San Francisco? Troy Aikman was playing for them?
I think it was Staubach.
Okay. Irvin was playing for them? That was pre-White House days for the Cowboys the last time they beat San Francisco. It's been a while since they beat them.
We can get back to the Bengals. I'll ask my Cowboys question now. That's since fair. You brought up the Cowboys. Who are both teams' season on the line on Sunday Night Football? The Niners are battling all the injuries. They're like the Bucks, but just out west, and the Cowboys are just a mess. Two teams that are 500 or sub 500 on prime time. Is it a season salvaging type of game for both teams?
I'm going to say that San Francisco can afford a loss a little bit more than Dallas can.
3-5. Ooh.
Just because of their division. And in Seattle and Arizona are in that division. I mean, if you're the Cowboys and you lose this game, and let's say the Commanders win, you're 3 games back of the Commanders. I don't know if you're good enough to catch that team. Dallas is not a good football team. I understand they're America's team and we got to talk about them, but this is the team that has lost 3 of their last 5 games. You want to talk about their schedule coming up? They go on the road against San Francisco, on the road against Atlanta, Philadelphia, Houston, and on the road against Washington. All of those teams are better than Dallas. I don't think Dallas is making the postseason. San Francisco still has a chance to save themselves. I'm not sure if the Cowboys are going to be able to do that.
All right, Carrington, last question. Now circling back to the Bengals, they are only a game under 500. They play at home against the Philadelphia Eagles. If they get a win, and that's an if because that is a toss-up game, is it time to start yet again talking about the Bengals being a playoff team, or with a loss, are they done in the land of misfit toys?
That's a great question.
Because their schedule is soft.
Yeah, I think Cincinnati's still in it. I'm going to say Cincinnati is still in it just because of the teams that you think are in that wild card conversation. Like, if you were telling me if the playoffs started today, the wild card teams are Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, and Denver, you ain't that far out of it. And the Chargers are in that conversation. The bottom half of the AFC is weak. The top half is strong. Kansas City, Houston, Baltimore, Buffalo. Maybe Pittsburgh is a decent team. You know, I'm not buying it with Pittsburgh, but maybe they're a decent team. Whoever that 6 or 7 seed is, they're weak, absolutely weak. And you are right about Cincinnati. Their schedule does lighten up just a little bit. That could give them a chance to go on a little bit of a run here. But, I mean, this is the game at home against the Eagles. You got at home against the Eagles, at home against the Raiders. You got to figure out a way to win. It's really that simple. You got to figure out a way to win. and you got to start taking care of business. This is a team that they haven't won a home game yet this year. That's kind of odd for them. They have lost all three of their home games. They lost to the Patriots, the Commanders, and the Ravens. They have won three out of their four road games. So at some point, you got to start winning home games if you want to get back into this conversation. Their next 2 weeks are at home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.